This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Trademarked, copyrighted.
Serious, pal. Serious.
I don't know if Michael Buffer would agree with you.
That doesn't matter. He doesn't own the copyright
like
on it.
It's like 50,000 a pop.
Like,
doesn't he?
Like, did you know, and maybe you didn't, as a talk radio show in syndication, that, you know, occasionally we might throw some music up during one of the shows or something like that. That's all covered under, like, fair use and broad licensing by the network.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, you know,
we can play music if we want.
For us on, like, cool. A talk radio show, we're not playing a whole song anyway. At best, we're going to play a clip of a song, you know, 10, 15 seconds, something like that. So, like, it's not even that big of a deal. So, like, yeah, there's no real copyright violation with me doing that.
All right.
You know, I had a dream once that we were doing Free Talk Live, but it was like a regular, like, music. It wasn't talk radio. It was, like, music radio.
We hit the play button, and then we just talk while the song's going.
Yeah, and then, like, we would do, like, the little, like,
we just play Nikki's playlist while the three of us sit here in BS for the whole 3 hours or whatever it is.
Like a real radio DJ.
Yeah, well, yeah, those days are over. There are no DJs anymore, and if there are...
Alice Cooper, come on!
He's not a DJ.
Well, he does his show.
Okay, but, like...
Well, whatever.
It's not any discs anymore, Nikki. How are you going to be a jockey of something that doesn't exist?
You're in
uncharted territories.
You're an e-jockey? Like, you know, or an MP3 jockey? I'm not even sure how that works out. Like... I believe they call these people program directors.
Okay.
Now. Those who choose the music on the radio stations.
The same 15 songs.
Yeah.
Every hour.
Yeah, that's real creative. Thanks, guys. You're doing great.
It's one of the reasons I hate Led Zeppelin. These program directors are like, oh, this song's always popular. Yeah. Let's play it once an hour.
Stairway to Heaven.
Led Zeppelin voted supergroup individually. I think it was Led Zeppelin. They did a survey, like all the different, like, parts of a band.
Don't make me pull this studio over.
And Led Zeppelin, like the individuals in Led Zeppelin won each individual category.
Yeah, of course they did.
Hey, I have a live read to do, okay?
In the world.
I have a live read to do. Shut up about the Zeppelin. Don't make me pull this studio over again.
I'm just saying. It's facts.
Stop saying. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. Not Led Zeppelin. Digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency made for spending. Dash transactions are irreversible, so Dash is great for merchants. Plus, its network is protected from 51% attacks by its chain locks technology. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
Supergroup.
All right. We were talking about this article from Zero Hedge, Oklahoma, bill seeks to criminalize sexting outside of marriage. And they say it would be a crime to buy, procure, view, or possess any obscene materials outside of marriage. Thus, you could receive a lewd image from your lover and be criminally charged for viewing it.
It's the buy that's got me, right? Because that's, you know, you go down to the local liquor store, magazine,
I've
whatever.
I've never bought sexting. I've never been like, well, let me pay for somebody to send me lewd,
like,
or
a phone
nude
sex operator type of deal.
Yeah, or even to receive, like, lewd texts.
But if they're saying, right? If they're saying it's illegal to buy lewd or to pay for lewd images,
yeah,
that's every porno magazine.
Yes,
right. So
it like, I feel like this thing isn't going anywhere.
Okay.
But just the fact that somebody proposes it, and the fact that there are people who are like, yeah, this sounds good. Like, this, it's 2023, people. Wake the hell up.
Well, it's 2024.
Well,
so.
It's 2024, people. Wake the hell up.
Well, there are a lot of, like, very conservative religious folks who are constantly very upset that pornography exists. And they're convinced that, like, this is...
I think these are all just closet porn freaks.
This is Oklahoma, probably. Right? Like, I heard they don't even smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
I mean, how can you be in a place named Muskogee and not talk
I don't know.
Up, man?
Like, one of those songs.
No. In a 2002 ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against a provision of federal law that banned computer simulations and virtual pornography under the First Amendment. In Ashcroft versus the Free Speech Coalition, Justice Kennedy, in a 6-3 decision, found that Child Pornography Prevention Act of 1996 was overbroad and swept within its prohibitions many valuable and artistic works.
How do you attribute an age to a computer-generated image of a human being?
It's a subjective opinion.
It can't be a subjective opinion.
Well, what do you mean of age? Like, are you talking about the age of the individual depicted, or are you talking about the age of the image itself?
The age of the individual depicted.
Okay, right. So,
if you take a picture of an 8-year-old, you know it's an 8-year-old.
Right.
But if you draw a picture of that 8-year-old, like, that's just a picture. It's not the 8-year-old.
Well, and there are
it's
some...
a computer-generated image of someone that appears to be 8 years old. Like,
yeah,
how do you know?
That's definitely a gray area.
It's not gray. There's no age. It's not a real human being.
If you even just, like, walk around... Like, we're in a college down here in Keene.
Yeah.
And, like, when college is in and it's the weekend, all the college kids are walking around. Some of these college kids don't even look old enough to be in, like, high school.
Do they have daddy issues?
Well, that's my hope.
Okay.
But,
well, yeah, hopefully.
I mean,
why do you think I live in a college town?
Why do you think I'd walk around and go, who's your daddy? It's my pickup line. Don't ruin it for me.
All right.
At any rate, pictures of what appear to be a 17-year-old. This is from the article again.
Yeah, okay.
Pictures of what
17 instead of 8.
Appear to be a 17-year-old engaging in sexually explicit activity do not in every case contravene community standards. The act also prohibits speech having serious redeeming value, prescribing the visual depiction of an idea that of teenagers engaging in sexual activity that is a fact of modern society and has been a theme in art and literature for centuries. All right, so I'm going to back this up a minute. What age did you lose your virginity?
16.
14.
I am also 14.
Lucky.
So, like, the fact
of... Wasn't for lack of trying, man.
Whether or not... You agree or disagree with, like, pornography or, like, sexting or whatever it is. Like, teenagers have sex.
Yep.
This is a fact. It is not only a fact, but it happens globally. No one is stopping teenagers from doing it.
Well,
except for teenagers. Some Gen Z needs to catch up.
Well, that's the thing where abstinence, birth movement. Control movement, doesn't work. You need to, you don't need to, but the smart thing to do sex ed-wise is to actually teach teenagers about how to practice safe sex and not get pregnant and not get STDs or whatever, but just saying, don't have sex until you're married because God said so, that doesn't work.
Or creating legislation that says, you can't even exchange sexually suggestive texts with your boyfriend and or girlfriend.
You know how many teenagers purposely do things because they're illegal?
Most things, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, some adults do, too.
I went to a Catholic school, all-boys Catholic school, and we had ed. Right? And I just remember, I'm not going to name, I know his name, but I'm not going to mention it here. But he literally, like, raised his hand during sex ed and asked the teacher, like, what is annul? Like, he was reading the book, and it said annul. Like,
oh,
not an al,
right? That's a null.
Well, that is the loophole.
Just funny because we all laughed at him.
Yeah.
What are those chicks' names?
Garfunkel and Oates.
Garfunkel and Oates.
Yeah, it always. I always think of Simon and Garfunkel, but Garfunkel
and Oates. Yeah. Kate Micucci, who's the most suggestively named person of that duo.
Yeah.
She didn't even get it for a long time if you saw her interview with Conan. Like, they were laughing at me, and I didn't know why until way later in life.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We could talk more about this insane proposed legislation. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have an unscreened caller. What's your name? You're live on the air.
Demagoguery.
That's
what I call all this crap about taxation as theft and slavery. Stop that stuff. I thought I debunked that already. Even Mark agreed.
Yeah, that's the problem with you, Scooter, is that you think you debunk everything, but you never actually have.
How come Mark agreed with me? And again, you have a choice. You can leave.
Well, even if Mark agreed, that's one man's opinion.
The system made it possible for you to own that land in the first place. You were born into it. You do not have a right to it. They give you a choice to stay or leave, and you can leave.
No, I can't leave. We've been over this a bazillion times. I cannot go anywhere on planet Earth that is not claimed by a government. I cannot go anywhere.
Not the state's fault.
Hey, Scooter, I didn't realize you were such a statist.
Are you going to leave, Scooter? Are you going to leave California when they ban AI generated child porn?
It's the same argument.
Hey, he asked you a question.
I cannot secede my mom's basement, right? There might be a better place for me.
You have a choice. You can leave your mom's basement, Scooter. You can leave your mom's basement. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, just because there's no houses.
I thought I debunked that already. I debunked the notion that you can't leave your mom's basement. You can.
No.
I have faith in you.
No, it's the housing market's fault.
Are you interrupting me? Look.
No, I'm not, actually.
I thought it was a joke that he lived in his mom's basement. He really does?
I mean, it's hard to tell.
No, he just said so.
No, he said it repeatedly, but like... I don't know if this guy's lying or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a fed. I don't know if, you know what I mean? Like, you know, is he just a troll? Right? You know, I have no idea.
Man.
But
I'm going to find a new career if he's collecting a federal paycheck for this.
Would that be something?
I will troll.
If the feds approach this guy and like, hey, we need you to call into this talk show, this radio call-in program, this libertarian program.
The problem is he's going to be, like, known to them, and they're, like, not going to defuse the bomb because they also don't like Free Talk Live. They're just going to let him blow it up.
Let's move on to some more of your calls and thoughts. I believe this is Ricky from the Commonwealth. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you there, Brother Captain. Brother Richie. Sister Nika, good evening.
Sup.
Before I go into it, I got to tell you one thing. You know, you got Squidward over here. You know, if he is a troll, he really sucks at it. You know, he's not a very good troll.
He is a pretty crappy troll, it's true.
He's like the worst kind of troll. There's two kinds of trolls, and he sucks at both of them. And if he's a fed, you know what? I don't have to worry about blowing it away. I've already succeeded, and I'm ready to go. You know, he's an example of that.
Well, usually they find autistic kids, and then they stop them before they do any real damage, but then arrest them anyway. But the feds hate Free Talk Live more than they hate autism, so they'll let him blow us up.
I said it before. You know, what does he do for the rest of the week? Now, he called, and poor Miss Bonnie.
He writes his manifesto on evolutionary capitalism.
No, he doesn't even do that, because he can't even explain evolutionary capitalism properly.
How do we know he even did that? How do we even know who the hell this person is, because he's had 17 different names?
I mean, this is the same way we trust you when you say who you are.
I mean...
I am... Okay, now wait a minute. Richie, I've been around for a long time. I've been on 1,400 calls. I am definitely Ricky from the Commonwealth.
I believe you. I believe that you say that, but I have not met you in person, and... To me, you're a voice on the phone.
Richie, the day's going to come in the future when I go on my Commonwealth tour. In fact, I just talked to the wife of my campaign manager.
Okay, good.
And I mentioned it to him that we can, you know, figure on that sometime in the Commonwealth tour.
Don't send her any unsolicited pics.
In defense of Squidward, which I am loath to do, I've given him these names because I don't want to call him Skeeter all the time. I want to call him Scooter. I want to call him Squidward.
Skidmark,
Scooby, Skeeter. So we make up new names for him because he is a troll.
Right, and they're much better than Skeeter. What the hell's a Skeeter?
It's a mosquito. Yeah. He takes that name. He takes that name because, like, he kind of actually lives up to his name.
Absolutely.
He's this little annoying little that calls in, and, like, we're quick to get rid of him, and we make fun of him, and then he goes away.
For a week.
Yeah.
For a few days.
Well, or a day.
You know, but, you know, and it's fine.
I think he actually calls every day we do the live show.
Okay.
So I think he calls 4 days a week. Whether or not we put him on, I think he calls.
All right.
Well, the best thing Miss Bonnet did, and I sat here and she made my night. He goes, it's your boy. And she just totally dumped him. He got rid of him. You know, yeah, that was the best thing that ever happened.
Captain is too nice for that. I've suggested some very bad things, you know, some very fun things to do with callers like that. And Captain just goes, I can't do that.
Everybody
like,
right. For a whole week, and he just
what a waste of the first chair.
I can do a lot of things, but I like to keep to the spirit of the show, which is we give everybody an opportunity. Now, how long that opportunity is depends on the call, right?
You know what, Captain? When it comes to Free Talk Live and what it's all about, which I do my best in body, and most people do, he's like the Antichrist or something. You know, he really is. And speaking of that, let's talk about Led Zeppelin. You know, it's
Now you're going to get dumped. Come on.
I put Ricky on hold until he calms down and is ready to not talk about Led Zeppelin. All right, let's see if 30 seconds was enough. All right, are you done talking about Led Zeppelin now? Because I put you on hold. Nobody heard anything you said.
Well, no, but I just wanted to say how Stairway to Heaven.
Sorry. I'll give him another 30 seconds, see if he behaves himself. I don't have many things that, you know, will put me in this kind of a mood, but that's certainly one of them. All right, let's see.
Are you done now? I'm just wondering.
Anything except Led Zeppelin. Anything but that.
I got it. Things superior. Let's see here. You got the Beatles. You got the Who. You got the Doors.
Yeah.
Let's
that's a good
see.
List.
I mean, I go down. The Alice Cooper has had better bands.
Pink Floyd.
Than these guys.
Oh,
Pink
so he's
Floyd,
agreeing
course,
with you, though.
Some of that.
Okay.
Pink Floyd. All these other bands I mentioned were geniuses.
Yes.
Even in the 50s, you got Buddy.
But none of them were voted supergroup individually for their individual part in a band.
What?
Google it.
Do you know what the translation? All right, so since we're going to
put you on hold,
it seems like I have to talk. No, you're not on hold. Since we have to talk about it.
No, but you should put Richie on hold for that one.
It's fact.
I was there to heaven. I'm not impressed.
I'm not even a musical guy, but what I do know is they did a survey to like the best, you know, the best lead guitar, the best drummer, the best vocalist, right? And they had like, you know, members from various bands to see who would form the supergroup.
Just because something is popular doesn't mean it's good.
And the members of Led Zeppelin stole every category. They are the supergroup.
Wouldn't it be something we find out that they're like some kind of MK Ultra or something? There's got to be some kind of
Led Zeppelin are feds, man. They were planted to make this crappy music everybody loves.
The theory is that Jimmy Page was in the occult, which I think he might have admitted to. I haven't really researched that too deeply.
Are there any triangle eyes?
Essentially, he sold his soul to Satan to become a really badass guitar player.
If that were possible, I'd be a lot more famous. I've offered it so many times.
Yeah, if that were possible, I would also be a super famous guitar player because I would have sold my soul years and years and years ago in order to have made that happen. But
I offered it for much less as a kid.
Page try to make that story up because that comes from Robert Johnson, and the truth is there's very little known about Robert Johnson, but we do know this, that we do know that he did learn to play guitar from another person, and he was just a genius, Robert Johnson. We do know. Now, Jimmy Page was not. He was not a genius. He died.
Geniuses die all
Johnson
the time.
Died before his two times because he was poisoned.
It's not a qualifier.
Well, you know what? Let me ask you this question. How many people have known people? Like,
I've known
people. Horrible people in life. They're horrible people in life. They're the worst. I can think of a woman I knew that was a diagnosed sociopath. Okay, and she died at 72. Mm-hmm. And she was a horrible person. I went right out and said, the only horrible thing about this is she didn't die, you know, 50 years forward, behind, because you know what? The fact of the matter is, she left 50 years of destruction of people, of everybody she touched. But you know what? Somebody's got to say, oh, she had a positive thing. And there was none. This is what happens. Jimmy Page dies. So all of a sudden, Stairway to Heaven got to become some kind of
he's
holy
still alive, rat. I'm pretty sure.
Don't look at
no,
me.
He's dead. He
Jimmy
died.
Page? When did he die?
Come on,
like a long time ago.
Look it up.
No, he didn't die a long time ago. He's still alive.
Look it up.
COVID, suddenly deceased. Myocarditis.
Yeah, is this like a mandala effect thing?
We're
no,
we're looking at you, Nikki.
A mandala effect? There's a little rock game.
No,
with
Zeppelin. Yeah, no, he's got to be.
No, no, Jimmy Page is alive.
What do you think, Cynthia Nicky?
Jimmy Page, the guitarist of Led Zeppelin, is absolutely still alive.
Jimmy Page is still alive.
Yes.
Who are you thinking about?
John
Paul Jones.
You guys are past me on music.
If you want to know one of the greatest rock bands of the 70s and 80s, right, that is not any of the bands we've mentioned already, specifically Led Zeppelin, Van Halen. One of the most underrated rock bands of all time.
I disagree with that. I like Van Halen. I don't think they're underrated.
Totally underrated.
I think they're rated perfectly.
I think they are underrated. Hey, and let's not forget Queen. You know, Queen and all of that.
Absolutely, Queen. Yeah.
Queen was hardcore. You know, and there's so many people.
I don't know about that, but they were
that
damn good.
Than these damn people. I wish, you know.
How are they underrated?
Go away. You know what reminds me of NSYNC? I remember when they were out.
We just jumped genres.
Wait, Queen reminds you of NSYNC?
I couldn't go in a Kmart. I couldn't go.
Oh, no, they were like haunting him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, I couldn't go into a supermarket.
Like Pachelbel.
That's how I feel about Led Zeppelin.
Like Pachelbel's Canon and D.
You can't turn on the radio.
Everywhere I go, it's Led Zeppelin. It's like.
I know, and I hate it.
It's like, what's that? The movie with Roddy Piper, They Live, where, like, he puts on the magic glasses it reveals Led Zeppelin behind everything.
I can sit down. And
listen,
I can
you have a very unhealthy obsession with this, Kevin.
I can sit down and listen to the whole damn Beatles catalog from beginning to end. And I will enjoy it thoroughly.
I can forget completely about Led Zeppelin in every aspect of my life until something like this happens.
Yeah.
Well,
some a-hole caller brings it up again.
Co-host.
It's not my fault. It's like literally tattooed on my body every day. He has to look at me.
Well, you know what? Google lies. I don't know if you noticed, Richie. Google lies all the time. You got to watch them, Richie. Don't believe it like it's the gospel.
I didn't look anything up. Ricky was the one who
then
did the research.
Why are you telling other people to do it? What the hell's wrong with you, Ricky?
Because you can find the survey.
Use spicy tonight.
Use whatever search engine you want then. Like DuckDuckGo it, Bing it. I don't care.
Oh, no, don't Bing it.
But you can find a survey where they did a supergroup survey and Led Zeppelin won.
If anybody's listening to Ricky from the Cowwolf, his unmistakable voice, don't listen to it. Let's all put forth and for at least, if we do it for at least a month, nobody listens to that stuff at all. Not even one record.
I'll do you one better. I'll go like weeks, months, years even without listening to it.
Ricky, thank you for the call. 603-283-6160. Why do you hate Led Zeppelin? Give us a call. Let us know. Let your hatred out for all things Zepp. The Chromatic Dirigible crashes. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
News update. Former President Trump on the campaign trail in Las Vegas. He praises House Speaker Mike Johnson for announcing the bipartisan Senate immigration bill is dead on arrival in the Republican-controlled House.
Mike Johnson, Speaker, he just said it's dead on arrival in the House. It's dead on arrival. We want either a strong bill or no bill, and whatever happens, happens.
And that is partly because the bill is tied to Ukraine funding.
And what I worry about for all of us is these court cases are going to go on for another year.
And Trump's former U.N. ambassador, Nikki Haley, back in her home state of South Carolina, campaigning ahead of the February 24th Republican presidential primary. Haley says Trump has too many distractions with the court cases he's facing.
And you know who sees that? Russia, China, Iran.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in and listening, everyone, except for anybody who talks about Led Zeppelin.
Supergroup.
They're not a supergroup.
Oh, voted. If you want to have a discussion on like what? Why voting's not the best way to go about deciding these things, fine.
What was the, you cited the source, it was the BBC?
BBC.
The Biebs.
Yeah, the BBC, British Broadcasting, not the other thing,
yep.
You know, where you get in trouble for sending.
The big black.
Right.
Or the Bikini Barista Club.
Yeah.
Right. So, in 2005, they took a survey, and the results of the survey, this was like, you know, pick your best individual band member for these parts.
Yep.
To put together your ideal supergroup.
Okay, and so.
And the vote was best singer.
Yep.
Robert Plant. Second place, Freddie Mercury. Best guitarist, Jimmy Page, second place, Slash. Best bassist, John Paul Jones, second best, John Entwistle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And best drummer, John Bonham, second best, Neil Peart. So in every
category. I disagree with.
You can disagree all you want. Yeah. They took a vote. Led Zeppelin won. Supergroup.
It just shows that British people have crappy taste.
Okay. You
hence,
can have you can
the
have
baked
that opinion.
Beans for breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, I love baked beans for breakfast.
All right. Before we go on, Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which happens right after that. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. I hope to see you there. I'll be there. Come party with me. All right. We were talking about this bill, proposed bill in Joklahoma that seeks to criminalize sexting outside of marriage, and it mainly has proven to be basically exactly what I said, a joke. It is still proposed. It is inconceivable to me.
Inconceivable.
That's right. To me, that something like this could be given actual consideration. Like, that this isn't just laughed out of the legislative process completely.
I mean, I would like to think that Oklahoma, much like a lot of other places, the legislature tends to skew old. And since it's Oklahoma and more southern kind
of... Yeah, it's kind of in the Bible Belt. So.
Right. So, old white guys in a conservative state.
Yeah.
This has plenty of opportunity to pass.
They're talking about felony.
Felony?
Felony. I got it.
Really?
For sexting.
I missed that.
Yeah.
But what young person is going to call their congressman and go like, I really want to send these news to this guy at school. Like, please don't stop me. And the guys are going to, like, do the same thing. Please don't stop me from... I don't want to be a criminal when she sends them to me.
Well, and the thing about this, let's just say this bill passed somehow, right? TAC finds a way, right?
Okay.
So if a human being wants to do a thing, there are technical steps one can take to mask, obscure, hide, the source of these things, and they could do it anyway. TAC has, and in my opinion, will continue to be way far out in front of legislation because of the pace that legislation normally takes to become enacted.
Sure, and let me propose a situation for you, Captain, then, that may even circumvent that.
Okay.
Right? Like, tech finds a way. So teenagers are sexting back and forth.
Yep.
Right? And a father confiscates his daughter's phone before she has time to close the app.
Yep.
And sees the image. Like, oh my God, what's going on? And now he can, like, charge that kid with a felony under this new law.
Charge the dad for viewing it.
Well, that would be a harder charge.
Yeah. Under this new law.
Sure.
Just the viewing of it, apparently, is forbidden.
Understood. But that'll be harder pressed from the Attorney General's office.
Well, but, like, in order for him to have seen the thing... Right? He has committed the crime.
Sure.
In order for him to report it to the authorities to prosecute his daughter, he himself has to go, yes, I saw it. Now he's committed the felony as well.
Understood, but I don't think that's going to stop him from reporting, the male child eyes on his daughter.
I would hope that if a man has a daughter who is viewing this on her phone.
Or sending it.
Or sending it, that he's mature enough to be a dad and not a prosecutor.
If he doesn't like the kid and he knows he can hang with a felony, I don't want you dating that boy.
Yeah,
that happened.
And now you can hang with a felony.
I'm not saying it's not going to happen.
It was a whole thing, yeah.
But I would hope that it goes the other way.
Well,
you can hope all you want. Yeah. Yes, I've seen this unfold, and
I'm a dopeless hope fiend.
And no technology is going to circumvent that because he's got it in hand.
Well, I don't know, man. They could, invent some sort of mind wiping app, right? Daughter gets in trouble and like she boop 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 boop. Nope,
like the men in like flashes him with the men in black pen.
Yeah, dad's memory's wiped now.
Okay,
he didn't see nothing.
All right.
I don't know. I'm just
get on that, people. You men in black. No, they've already got it. We just got mind wiped again.
I'm sorry. What were we talking about?
See, exactly.
All right, let's go to, we have an unscreened caller. What's your name? You're live on Free Talk Live.
To the individual. Scooter is probably mistaking value with utility.
He is. He's not even mistaking. He's actually made that distinction.
The subjective theory of value. The value that we're talking about, we express it in terms of what we call utility.
It does sound like
that was Scooter.
Okay.
Of a scooter playing a recording of something.
Okay.
And then, like, yelling as if he got one over on us.
Okay. Was that him calling?
I have to assume so, yes. By the way, he yelled after playing the recording. That did sound like a recording. Yeah. So he queued up some sort of recording on his 1982 tape recorder, his Emerson boombox. I know these things because it was live then.
Yeah.
And then he hit play as I answered the call. And then after he played what he thinks is one-upping us. I debunked you. Then he yelled something. I don't even know what it was.
Okay.
So, there you go.
It's not even debunking. Like, he's made that claim. He's talking about utility. That's the problem.
Yep.
That's why he's not debunking the subjective theory of value.
Right.
Because he's not talking about value. He's talking about utility.
Right.
You know what makes, like, a cool debate is when you're having a civil discussion with somebody, and instead of just being so hard-pressed to prove your point and, like, screaming over other people, you can kind of just, like, banter back and forth a little bit, and then after all is said and done, you can be like, maybe we still disagree, but that's cool, like, we can still be friends.
You're talking about rational debate.
Yes.
He's like that meme kid with the vein popping out of his head.
Yeah.
That's totally him. He's totally the meme kid with the vein popping out of his head. Turn all red face.
I feel like he has the potential to have, like, really cool calls if he just had a better personality.
Well, someone else called in and said, like, you chatted with him for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah,
that
was Tim from
Florida.
From all right. Florida, yeah.
Jesus.
Timmy.
I can't imagine that.
Which might, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. At any rate, we have a number two story.
Ooh. The number two story.
This from CNN. The crappy news network.
It's not even real news. Fake news story.
British Zoo has a new plan to rehabilitate its potty-mouthed parrots.
I love that. I'm a big talking bird fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I look at a lot of, like, parrot and parakeet-type content because they're just, like, really cute and funny.
Are you allowed to
have
one?
Parrots. Okay. So, I don't know. So the African gray parrots, which are the photo I'm looking at,
is that it?
That is an African gray parrot. Those ones are actually extremely, and I don't know if they're intelligent, but they have a very wide vocabulary. They can learn thousands of words, and they will actually, like, can respond, and it makes sense. Like, they can have a kind of a logical conversation with you. They are a little bit limited with the noises they can make and the words, you know.
Is it like a 3-year-old or 5-year-old?
Yeah, I would say, like, maybe at, like, the level of, like, a 4 or 5-year-old.
They can hear a siren and go fire truck.
And, of course, you need to train them, so it's, you know, it takes more effort than just, like, training a kid. I mean, the kid will just pick up on language, but
back in the day, there was, when YouTube
was... Who's that guy in the closet?
Back in the day when YouTube was not owned by the Googs, when it was just YouTube, and, like, you know, it would actually serve you up relative content to what you were watching.
Okay.
There was a guy who was teaching his, I believe it was a parakeet, to say F the police whenever the police showed up.
Nice. Well played, sir.
At any rate, apparently, a British wildlife park... This is hilarious, by the way, guys. When you hear the problem and then what they're doing as a solution, this is... You're just... I still don't believe it, and I read it. A British wildlife park has hatched a new plan to rehabilitate its potty-mouthed parrots after they unleashed a tide of expletives. Back in 2020, 5 foul-mouthed African gray parrots.
Five of them.
Donated to Lincolnshire Wildlife Park in eastern England.
I learned it from you, Dad.
Were isolated from the flock in an attempt to improve their language.
Because that's the thing, though. They talk to each other, so they're going to learn it from each other.
So you take the 5 most potty-mouthed parrots out of the larger number of parrots, and you isolate them together. What do you think's going to happen? Somehow they thought that this was going to improve their behavior.
Well, and at least it won't spread, right? They're containing the problem.
That's what it seems like the goal was, right? For it to not spread.
Let's find out more.
Okay.
But from Tuesday, the team is adopting a different, riskier approach. Okay, so isolating them and putting the 5... if this is humans and you're talking about, like, 6th grade and there's like five potty mouth kids.
You send them to the principal's
office. In your 25, you know, room of 25 kids, and you decide that we're going to take these five kids and put them all in like in-school suspension.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, these five kids who are all potty mouthed individually are going to get together and be like, learn each other's cuss words. Learn each other's bad sayings, right? They're going to become more potty mouth because you've put all the potty mouths in an isolated room, right? So, bad idea, in my opinion, on how to work with
these parents. Well, but if you leave them in the classroom with the other 20, then you have 20 relatively foul-mouthed kids.
Well, so let's see. From Tuesday, the team is adopting a different, riskier approach of integrating three newly donated cuss-happy birds named Eric, Captain, and Sheila.
That's great.
That's perfect.
Eric, Captain, and Sheila, alongside the original five miscreants, into the larger flock. So they've taken the five potty mouth birds, they've added three more, including the captain, and decided that since that doesn't seem to be keeping them from being potty mouthed, we're just going to put all eight of these birds back into the GP, the general population.
Yeah, no, that seems dumb. That's the part that seems dumb, because then they're going to teach it to everybody.
That's what I'm saying. I'm feeling like they're going to end up with a whole flock of potty mouth pigs.
Yes, but isolating them, so what? You know, if they're more foul mouthed than they were before, but they're not infecting anybody else.
That could be like a fun like shtick or something. It's like, oh, this is the over 18 room, and this is like just the parrots telling dirty jokes or whatever. Like it could be like a funny thing.
If I were going to consider
a guy walks into a talent agent's office.
If I were going to consider a feathered pet, for my house. Right?
It would be an ostrich.
I might consider a foul-mouthed parrot.
Yeah. Okay.
Because to me, that's awesome.
Yeah.
As free speech absolutist that I am.
Yeah.
I might actually enjoy when people come over to my house and the parrot's like, right? You know, I can't say the things I want to say. You know, but like, that would be great in my opinion.
Parrots are also free speech absolutists. So it might work out well.
Yeah, they really are. Especially one named Campton. Can I buy that bird specifically? Hey, everybody, this is Captain. When we came to move them, the language that came out of their carrying boxes was phenomenal. Really bad. Not normal swear words. These were proper expletives. What said the park's chief executive?
They were like creative? Or?
Steve Nichols.
I would love to.
What's a proper expletive as opposed to a swear word? Is it the British terms?
Oh, they're using the C word. That's what it is.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Must be.
Yeah, but the British
people are into that.
No,
right?
the U.S. people think that that's a super bad word and it's like taboo to say in the but like they say it all the time in Britain.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like casual. Common. Yeah.
We've put eight really.
That'd be my water bottle. Yeah.
We've put eight really really offensive swearing parrots. With 92 non-swearing ones.
What?
So now they're
going to
have 100 swearing ones.
I mean, that's kind of crazy that they have that many. I didn't think that...
What's the organization? Is this a zoo? Or?
It is, yeah. It's the British Zoo. A British Zoo. Let's see.
Because typically you only see, like... You don't see 100 of them at the zoo, honestly.
Well, they put two on display at a time, and they rotate them. You got to work your shift.
I guess so. I mean, that's like a flock.
Got to work your shift. Oh, man. All right, we can talk
calling
more.
Calling in sick.
We can talk more about potty mouth parrots coming up, but let's go to the phones. We have Mr. David Ridley calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there's a bill in New Hampshire that kind of raises an interesting issue that never gets raised. It's Senate Bill 446, endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and, quote, allowing voters to vote for multiple candidates for an office, unquote.
Wait, what?
Like ranked let choice voting?
Sort of, yeah, letting people vote for more than one person. I don't know the details, but I do know that, like, this is one of the things that could, you know, if you were to implement this, like, nationwide in the United States, this could solve a lot of problems, because there'd be no Hillary Clintons at the top of the ticket. There'd be no Trumps at the top of the ticket. They'd have no chance. Does it make sense?
I don't understand what
How would they not have a chance? They would just be voted along with anybody else.
I don't understand the basics of voting for multiple people. Okay, so as elections work right now, there's usually, you know, two to five people running for the same singular office. So if I get my ballot and I go, well, I like Dave to win, but, you know, this guy Jim looks cool.
So you check both boxes.
I check both boxes. How does that, like, work? I don't understand the mechanics.
They count your vote for each member.
As it's envisioned by this bill, I don't know exactly the details, but I do know my own experience, and maybe it was your experience too, but just how pleasant it was using a Condorcet voting method. It's called Condorcet, the one that the Free State Project used in 2003 to select a state.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we ranked the states. When you voted, you would basically vote like NH over Wyoming, over Idaho.
Right, you give your list of preferences. My first choice is New Hampshire. My second choice is Montana. My third choice is, you know, wherever, right?
Yeah, 10 candidates to pick from, candidate states, and I wanted New Hampshire, so I put New Hampshire at the top, which gave, I guess, 10 of my votes to New Hampshire, and then at the bottom I put Vermont, and so it got zero of my votes. And so that kind of voting makes these sort of polarizing candidates much more difficult to elect. Does it make sense?
Not unless they're at the top of everyone's ballot.
Well, you see, the thing is, though, someone like Trump has such high negatives that there would be a whole lot of people voting, giving him the zero, right? So somebody like him would do badly, and then someone like Hillary Clinton has such high negatives, she would also do badly. Does that make sense?
I mean,
sort
of.
You kind of vote against people?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you just had that option in New Hampshire. You could have voted for Nikki Haley, right? Like, she came in second. If a lot of people hated Trump, that's where they would have voted.
I could have voted for just one person, yeah, if I wanted to. But there was no way I could make the vote especially harmful to Trump in the current system. The Condorcet method allows you to single out a candidate for scorn and make sure they're, you know, that you've done the most you can to keep them off the ballot, not just voting for one other person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I wouldn't even have thought of it that way, but that is true. Yeah, it could have that effect, absolutely.
And I guess what I'm suggesting is if everyone hated someone that bad,
yeah,
the other person would win anyway.
You'd think, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty like half and half the people that are like diehard, love Trump versus really, really hate him. I'm just using that particular candidate as an example.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It seems to even out.
And the
right?
diehard Trump lovers they're going to give him all 10 votes.
Yeah.
Right? And then
the other people are, you know,
going to give
them
zero. It's
going
to.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, this sounds like giving individuals more than one vote per ballot or per section of the ballot, right? So if you want this guy for, you know, I don't know, Senate, right? Now you've given me, you know, roughly three votes.
Well, I guess that's better than having three-fifths of a vote.
It creates just a much more nuanced vote. And it's yet another reminder that we don't have the end-all system right now, right? This 250-year-old system in New Hampshire and in the United States hasn't really had any reboots over that period to speak of. And, you know, this is just one small attempt at doing that. And a reminder that we don't have to have exactly the system we have now to have democracy.
Who wants democracy?
Well, I want it more than I want a monarch.
Oh, all right.
Ranking the votes.
Okay.
So monarchy gets zero.
Democracy
five. Anarchy five.
Or a corporate.
What's that?
Or a corporatocracy, or a communism, or a socialism, or, you know.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you got to let people have a choice.
Well, as long as they let me have a choice, and if I don't want democracy, like, they shouldn't vote their choice on me.
Wow, Rich, are you a parrot today?
But it's from the impressions earlier. I lost
it. Nice. Ridley, I like where you're going with this, and I like the potential positive effect that it may have in the voting process. What I'm looking for out of voting is how to say none of these bastards are qualified at all, period.
Everyone gets a zero. None of the above gets a 100.
Yeah, I want to see an election where that's possible, because there are a lot of these bastards that don't deserve to be elected to anything ever.
And I will say this. We had the Nobody campaign a few years ago.
Yep, that was fun.
Well, it sort of was fun. Like, my suggestion early on...
I got
on,
a lot of mileage out of it anyway.
I got you.
I still get mileage out of it.
My suggestion early on when they was in the brainstorming phase was, don't tie it to the man. Right, this is not about a guy, you know, like, his name should have been nowhere.
But believe it or not, there was actually two separate vote nobody things.
Okay.
One of them was exactly what you're talking about. It was this sort of like, it was just a campaign. It was a meme campaign. Hey, you know, nobody will tell you the truth, right, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
And then the person decided to personify it.
I think that was the problem.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but by changing his name, he got the Nobody campaign on the ballot.
Right.
But he should not have tied it to the person, because now it's just this guy running this campaign, as opposed to, like, confusing voters who got to the ballot and go like, oh, I have a chance to vote for Nobody?
Right.
Like, that should have been the purpose.
Yeah.
Anyway, just having that option on the ballot.
We've sidestepped the subject. David, go ahead.
You could also have, well, the ancient Greeks had a system, some of them did, where you could, everyone would vote every once in a while, have one person banished from the town, the least popular person in the town. Sometimes they would banish their leader. And there's also the Icelandic model of quasi-democracy, where you would pick your leader, and maybe it was better democracy. You'd pick your leader, and whoever you voted for automatically did become your leader. He just became the leader for whoever voted for him.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, that sounds fine to me. As long as if I didn't vote for anyone, I was allowed to lead myself.
Yep.
Big sense.
Like, I don't care. If you need a leader, you should be able to have one.
Yes. And I'm not going to stand in your way, and I don't care who you pick. It's up to you.
But don't put that on me.
Right.
I don't want one. Don't need one.
Hey, Ridley, do you want to stay on?
That is all. I have nothing else.
We appreciate you. Visit RidleyReport.com or whatever. We appreciate you, man. Feel free to give us a call again. 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live. Still to come. Don't move.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.